Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. We appreciate you tuning in today for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We're going to be looking today at Hebrews chapter number 9 and going to be studying on the word once. But before we do that, we've got our choir up. They're going to be singing, "I Know My Name" is written there. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. As you listen to this old-timey, old-fashioned choir. Amen. Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. One of my favorite, old timey, amen, men of God. I mean, other than my grandpa, man, that's probably the number one, amen, on my list. But I love Brother Buck Huntley. I mean, Miss Juanita, give me his Bible to just enjoy for a little while. And from time to time, I'll take his Bible and I'll just sit down and say, God, you know, you bless this man of God. And if you'll just help me, Lord God, I pray that you'd let me see some things. And every now and then, I'll pull them things out and I'll just look at it real good and God will give us some help. And so I got some paragraphs that Brother Buck had in his Bible. And I want to share that with you tonight because I thought of how eloquently that it was placed and written. I want to preach tonight on the subject once. You said that's a strange title. I know that, but I want to preach on the subject once and for all. Once and for all. And so look at with me once again at Hebrews chapter number 9 and down in verse number 27. If you will, please stand. We'll only read two verses. And as it is appointed unto men once to die. And there's that word once. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once, there it is, offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I want to remind you tonight, as every single one of you are standing here this evening, I want to remind you that we get one shot at something called life. You get one shot. You don't get a redo. You can't go back and do it over again. Once you die, that's the finality of it. It's over, friend. You do not get to repeat life ever again. It's final. Amen. It's done. It's once and for all. There's some things tonight that I'm glad that is once for all. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come to the throne of grace. I do thank you so much, Lord God, for this great opportunity. God, I pray that you'd help me not to waste this opportunity tonight. I pray that you'd help me to be so mindful and sensitive of the place that you placed me, Lord Jesus, this holy place. God, I ask you, Father, for the sweet touch of the Holy Ghost as we preach tonight, God. I thank you for all that you do. Lead me to things tonight, God, that I've not thought about in my study. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd touch us. We do thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Buck said this, there's a word here which reoccurs like a note on an organ. Beneath the commotion of majestic sound, five times at least it rolls forth its thunder, pealing through all ages, echoing through all worlds, announcing the finality of an accomplished redemption to the whole universe of God. It is the word once. Noah Webster said it this way. He said that the word once means one time, though no more. One time, once and for all, like a shell that's placed into a gun, amen. And once that shell is placed into the chamber, the trigger is pulled, and then the lead goes out of the end of the chamber. And friend, it's never going to return again. It's once and final and gone, amen. That's our life, friend. Our life is just that way. Our life, once we are loaded into God's chamber, amen, and once God finds the target and he pulls the trigger, our life is set into motion, friend, to hit the target to which God had have us to go. And once that life is accomplished, the shell is ejected out and it falls to the ground, amen, and that empty case is buried. You get one shot, friend, one shot at this thing called life. I tell you, tonight it scares me to death when I think about life. It scares me to death to think about the days, the minutes, the seconds, the hours that pass by our life that we waste for just crazy things. We waste them. We get one shot and it'll be over. There seems to be another phrase which must couple with it. Spoken by the parched lips of a dying Savior, yet with a loud voice as though it were the cry of a conqueror. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about? I know that the life of Jesus went on into eternity." That's correct, amen. You're absolutely 100% correct there. But may I say to you that what he did come to accomplish was finished once and for all for him. And I want to talk about that here in just a moment. As we preach tonight on the subject, once and for all, I would like to look first of all at the thought, completed work that is finished once and for all. There's a completed work, friend, that has been finished once and for all. And you say, "Preacher, what are you talking about?" I want you to look with me in verse number 23. I tell you what, let's go back to verse number 1. I was reading this earlier. This thing seemed to kind of ring out to me. Verse number 1 is talking about the Old Testament tabernacle. The Old Testament tabernacle was the way to God. It was the way that man could go to God by the sacrifice of an animal through the blood sacrifice. Amen. And so there were some things that God required in order to get forgiveness of sins. And so he begins to describe these things in Hebrews chapter number 9. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. That word "world" is not talking about, man, sinfulness and ungodliness. It's referring to the fact that it's earthly, amen? It's in the earth. It's in this world and not in the heavens. If you continue looking right there, the Bible says, "For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick, and the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiness of all." He's describing tonight, the first veil was the separation between the outside and the inside of what's called the sanctuary. on the inside of that sanctuary was the candlestick and the table of showbread, the laver. But then there was a second veil, and that second veil separated them from the holiness, the holiest of all right there. The Holy of Holies, that's what we call it. Verse number 4. Which had the golden censer and the Ark of the Covenant over round about the gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. Over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat. Now begin to think about that. Notice right there the next section says, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Which we cannot now speak particularly. I begin to think about what that was meaning, what that was saying. It's saying this, that I can't talk about it in detail. There's just something too holy about it. There's just something there that we can't go into with words. But whenever we get in that presence of that ark, there's something that goes on. Friend, in the house of Obed-Edom, he was blessed. I tell you, and I think about this, when you get in the place where you need to be with God, I tell you, there's some things that you can say, but your words can't help you. Amen. When it comes to those things. Now he's saying here that this ark is shadowed by the cherubims of glory. Now I got to thinking, if you keep on reading that in there, you'll find that, man, this tabernacle, there's another, it was made by the pattern that's in heaven. That tabernacle, that mercy seat seems to speak of the throne of God, and how that there at the throne of God there's these cherubim, these angels that's flying around the throne, and they're overshadowing the throne of God, and they're saying consistently, day in and day out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, that which was and which is to come. I think about this place and how sacred that it is. Notice verse number 6. Now, when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest. He's talking about the first tabernacle is that first room where the candlestick and the table of showbread and the incense altar. They were able to go in there every day. They was in there all the time doing the service work of God. But not the second place, not the holy place. But into the second went the high priest only, there's that word again, once every year. Not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. But the Holy Ghost, this signifying that, notice these two words, the way. The way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure of the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. In other words, these gifts, these sacrifices, were only temporary. They were not eternal. They would have to keep coming back time and time again. It was not a once and for all sacrifice. And he goes on to verse number 10, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. Now that time of reformation is a time where things are going to be set right. It's a time which all of these things that men have been spoken of, that these things were a type and shadow of the things to come. Amen. The Old Testament time, New Testament fulfillment. And so what you're seeing is this, there's going to be a time of reformation when all of these things are done away with. Amen. And then all of these things are going to be made new in a different way.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. 1-800-283-2. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.